You know, I still can't figure out what it is that that reminds me of. But it is a great tune, no question about it, and always a pleasure to hear it. The Strokes in session, their first for the programme, and hopefully by no means the last. That's called Barely Legal, as you must know by now. And an email here from Marcello, or Marcelo de Miranda, at the University of Leeds, actually. And he says, a friend in Brazil, Mauricio, a radio DJ, presents a radio and internet programme called Ronca Ronca, that has many things in common with your programme, has tuned into your programme today because of the Strokes session. I told him he should try to find the Detroit Cobras record that you've been playing. It'd be great if you could play it again in today's programme. I should like to do that, Marcelo, if I could, but unfortunately my copy of it is about 100 miles away at home. And he says, I had tickets to see the Strokes in Sheffield and here in Leeds, but both shows were cancelled. Do you know if they will still play in Leeds and in Sheffield? And I think the idea is that when they come back later in the... Nash knows. That's amazing. Nash actually knows. When they come back later in the year, they go for the festivals, they're going to do those dates. Is that right? OK, fair enough. And... He says, listen to the session is good, but I'd still like to see them live, as we all would. So, this is by Kettle, spelled K-E-T-T-E-L. These Birds Around Meadows. Thank you. Not quite sure where I got that from, to be honest. It seems to be on Mothmouth Records, though, and it's by Kettle, who would seem to be Reimer Isling, and it's a 7-inch single, and that track was called These Birds Around Meadows. There is actually an email address here. We'll check on that and see where on earth that comes from. It seems to be German, though. And obviously, as Lynn pointed out, clearly Reimer stroke Kettle inspired by Ronnie Ranald, and I was going to play this later in the programme, but it seems madness not to play it now. This is Ronnie Ranald and his contribution to tonight's Feast of Reason and Soul, and this is one of his more outre recordings, it has to be said. I miss my Swiss miss misses me.
My Swiss miss misses me. I miss the miss that Swiss gives to me. I hear the yodeling a like the birds, like the bees in the spice trees that dear papa makes watches that are Swiss. That's why he watches me like this. I lose her in the mountains, in the mountains she must is. I miss my Swiss miss misses me. He was a mountain climber, and oh, how the boy could climb. In cold July, he'd climb so high, believe me, I don't lie. He'd almost touch the sky, and here's the reason why. She was a shepherd's daughter who lived on the highest peak, where he chased her and she chased him, and they'd play hide and seek. One day, he lost his sweetheart. He looked for her in vain. And now this mountain climber keeps singing this refrain. He was yodeling a yip, like the birds, like the bees, in the spice that mountains of the mountains she must is. I miss my Swiss miss misses me. Ole, mirvio, ole, mirvio. Ole, mirvio, ole, like the bees in the spice tree. I lose her in the mountains, the mountains she must be. I miss my Swiss miss misses me.
Someone was telling me that Jonathan Ross has started playing Ronnie Ranald records recently. Some people, eh? And was talking about getting him over from New Zealand for an interview or a session or something. I mean, he must be a great age now. And we got an email from him, which I was very excited about, thanking me for playing records and so on. But I wouldn't have thought he'd been up to doing sessions. But if he is, we'll check. Yeah, put him on and made a veil. Why not? So people can see him actually doing those bird things, because people do not believe that that's him doing it. Anyway, from Ronnie Ranald presents... from the LP... EMI presents The Magic of Ronnie Ranald. That was I Miss My Swiss Miss Misses Me. Let's see what track is in tomorrow night's programme, because I know I like to set these things up for you. With All My Heart is tomorrow night's top selection. And an email here from Jamie in Wivenhoe. He says, don't suppose you could play the White Stripes Red Death at 6:14. Oddly enough, I did have a programme for tonight's programme, but I dropped it because something else came. The New Order came in, I think. I know you played it about a month ago, and I missed it. I had a ticket for the Strokes tonight, but broke my foot this morning, says Jamie, getting out of bed. I'm consequently a bit peeved. Well, I can imagine you are. And I will try and put that track back into a future programme, but obviously not tonight, because once again, it's at home, I think. And actually, it's not. It's upstairs. But... do you want to go and have a look for it, see if you can find it? No, sure, we'll go and have a look for it. It's on a CD that's got, on the front, it says, Sympathy for Detroit or something like that. Brown sleeve. Right, well, sorry. Anyway, in the meantime, Jamie, Wipe the Tears, which happens to be the title of this.
By some tiny knock'em on a quiet grouse moor.
Birds are getting in everywhere. That's Jar Marley and Jar Mel, and Wipe the Tears. It's another 7-inch on Penthouse Records. Didn't quite work, but there you go. It was a bold attempt, I felt. What have I got for you now? Oh, yeah.
Servindo pra batucada, se responde as batidas com calcanhares. É sempre aí que não deixo sobrar nada. Só macio com leveza gravitacional. E a multidão nem via, se espremia toda a cidade. Caranguejo em praia não faz bondade. Pisou macio.
gravitacional. Pisou macio com esperteza.
Well, I have the slightest idea how to pronounce any of this, to be perfectly honest with you. Why don't I just make life easy for myself and play old Oasis records? I don't know. But this is from an LP called Radio Samba, from Stearns Records, their Brazil series, Stearns Brazil, therefore. That's as far as I can go with the accurate pronunciation. It's by Nacao Nacao Zumbi, N-A-C-A-O Zumbi, Z-U-M-B-I, with lots of, lots of accents on, I can't be bothered to describe them to you, but, and the track is called something along the lines of O Caranguejo da Praia das Virtudes, but that's almost certainly completely wrong, and I apologise to any Portuguese speakers who may be listening, who will doubtless get in touch in order to chastise me for getting it so hopelessly wrong. And Nasha has rushed upstairs and come down with that Detroit compilation so that I can play the track for Jamie and Wivenhoe with a broken foot. And so this is, what is it called again? Anyways, as he said, it is Red Death at 6:14, The White Stripes.
Turning red. We'll be right back.
One of their best, I think, and with Real Coughing, the White Stripes and Red Death at 6:14, and that's from that compilation Sympathetic Sounds of Detroit, actually, is its correct title, on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records, SFTRI 623. And there are some other good tracks on there as well, but that is the standout track on the LP, I think. And I hope that Jamie in Wivenhoe is very pleased with the effort we went to play in that. And a request, actually, from last week from Tom from Hendon, saying, can you play something for my partner Nick, who's just finished his first year at uni, and for Nicola, the bass clarinet skunker, honey, whatever that may mean, who's just come back from her gap year, and for me, as I start a new job on Monday. Been a listener since 1978, and a track by the Slits would push me over the edge. Well, I hope you're still with us, Tom, and are prepared to go over the edge, because from the Peel Sessions LP, and these sessions, actually, the two that the Slits recorded for this programme in whatever year it was, when people say to me, which are your all-time favourite sessions, I usually say, well, those two Slits sessions, I think, are amongst the very best, and the Culture one as well, which was also issued as a record. This is the this is from the first session, I think, and it's Love and Romance. I have to say, it's usually rather unimaginative people who say, which is your all-time favourite session? And you've got to say something. And so I do say those two Slits sessions. But the great thing about the sessions, really, is over the years, over the millions of years that we've been doing them, there have been amazingly few that have not been good. I mean, we had very few disappointments, a handful. That was from September 1977, from the Peel Sessions LP and Love and Romance by the Slits. And tonight, of course, it's the Strokes, as you will have spotted, and this is the tune that you may not have heard before. This is it Summer Day or just Some Day? Has it got an R in it?
Some
Day. It's got an R in it here, though.
But I won't.
Those are the Strokes, the last one from them in session. As I say, hopefully just the first of many sessions. That's Someday. And an email from Ozer, I guess it must be, in New York City, saying the Strokes remind me of the School of Fish, the long-lost band from the early 1990s. See if it makes any sense. I must admit, I'm unfamiliar with the work of the School of Fish, but I will look into that, or we will. Can you see? Well, you can have a look and see if there's anything on there. And then one from Simon Paris. Is this a name and address, or what? Anyway, it says, the third Stroke song reminded you of Flowers in the Rain by The Move. We've been through all of this before. And that's not what it reminded me of, to be honest. But, I mean, I can see why you would say that. And then Ricky Monomania says, thanks for playing the Half Man, Half Biscuit song. I've been dying to hear them for ages. And there's another one of their tunes coming up, as I say, in about 7 or 8 minutes' time. Very brief but highly entertaining piece, which I think you're going to like. In the meantime, this is 100 Pets from Pickled Egg Records.
So
Two Lone Swordsmen, remixed by Lally Poona on Warp Records, from a double to 12-inch set called Further Reminders. It's not the worst. And as advertised previously, a brief piece from Half Man, Half Biscuit.
The singer out of Slipknot went to Rome to see the Pope. The singer out of Slipknot went to Rome to see the Pope. The singer out of Slipknot went to Rome to see the Pope. And the Pope said to his aide,
"Heard a fucking hell of Slipknot. Heard a fucking hell of Slipknot. Heard a fucking hell of Slipknot in relation to me getting out of bed."
Now, tomorrow night we've got a session for you from Appendix Out. Only realised this week, actually, what a great name that is, in a programme that'll come from Peel Acres. Tonight, of course, it's been The Strokes, and this record is by Prefuse 73 from an LP, Vocal Studies and Uprock Narratives, on Warp Records. It's called Life Death. Before that, it was Half Man, Half Biscuit and Vatican Broadside. Thanks very much for listening.
Radio 1.
And now at 12 midnight, it's Andy Gallagher.
The boys accused of killing Damilola Taylor have been taken to a secure unit.
Radio 1 News Main Street.
The teenagers accused of murdering Damilola Taylor appeared in court earlier. The boys aged 14 to 16 have been remanded into local authority care.
Was ist das?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, 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 A, B, C, D, E, F. Live op Radio Potterpool, wat zei je dan weer?
I'm sorry, I'm not Dutch, I can't answer in Dutch.
We're live on Radio Potterpool, so what are you shouting about, you idiot?
I'm not really shouting, I'm just observing. Oh. I'm being very peaceful. But
fuck you! Fuck you when you're peaceful!
You're absolutely right,
we
I'm just being
riot.
Lazy.
Oh, shit.
No, I fully agree with you, but I gotta be honest, looking after my friends, you know?
Yep.
Hoping they stay safe. Yep. But I gotta admit, this is
you
not a
problem. You got friends in there or not?
One that we still haven't found, but we believe it's going to be good. Dutch police, come on, they're pussies.
Pretty aggressive, come on.
Well, Dutch police, ever since they confused Palestine and anti-Semitism, they have gone really berserk.
That is true. We're from Utrecht, we've seen that shit. But
really berserk. Yeah, I mean, I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
But this first Monday on the Rooters Island, this kind of violence, I have not seen.
Yeah, I mean,
doesn't seem Dutch.
Not in the Netherlands.
I was just filming there. The cops, they told me to go back. I was going back while filming. They started beating me, like, with batons. I was just filming, you know?
The way they were, like, totally fucked up when they entered through the barricade, you know?
Yeah.
When there was a hole in the barricade,
and
there's this line of guys going in.
I saw it,
The first one that went in, man, he was so fucking scary. He was a fucking zombie. He wasn't like, human.
Yeah, they were just beating people up for no reason.
There was nothing human there.
It's really disappointing. It's disappointing.
We moved to the Netherlands thinking that this is the West of Europe, you know?
The thing is, I just talked to a guy from Romania.
Yeah.
You know, he's been in the Netherlands for a couple of months, and 1.5 months now he's homeless. He doesn't have anything, and he says like this is the best country I've ever been.
Yeah, of course.
He has no house. He has no money. He has no job. He has nothing. He's living on the street, and still he's saying this is the best country I've ever been to.
If this is the best, then fuck.
It's insane, right?
Daniel, come on. This is an improvement to a lot of things.
This is insane.
Progress.
This is insane.
I mean, yeah, I definitely agree. I'm from Lithuania, like a post-Soviet country. That's the best country I've ever been to. You know,
This country you mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of social security and such.
I mean, look, I came from...
Yeah, but I mean... I understand, and I agree, but we can have like this idiot fascist government.
I can't comment much on that. Our government is real right wing. Your government seems almost dreamlike. I'm from Lettland.
Look at this though.
Right winger rules the country.
Yeah. Look at this though. How can you look at this and be like?
Oh yeah.
Daniel, this kind of happens, not only in the Netherlands.
Well, that is a thing, you know. I've been in riots in Greece.
Yeah. In Greece. Those are my girlfriend's Greek, but
man,
those shits are wild. Greek people, they're hot-blooded, bro.
Yeah. But
calming down is not an option.
Yeah. Oh man, I ran.
Really?
I ran.
As a normal person would, right?
No, I was in the riot. Whatever. What the fuck?
But you should catch an interview with the organizers, with the police. We're just kind of passerbys.
No, I, 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 I sometimes do, you know.
Do they answer?
No. Sometimes, you know, there's this whole line of cops, and I just go to the first and I say, hi, how are you? And
really?
Are
that's
you
interesting.
Having a good
they
time?
Say
and then he doesn't say anything, and I go to the next.
Does our American friend have something to say for the radio?
What radio?
Radio Potapoo.
Okay. It's bad when cops do things.
Sorry?
It's bad when cops do things.
It's bad when cops do things.
If a cop is doing a thing, generally speaking, not a good idea.
That's an American insight.
Yeah, we got things for cops to do that are good, but yeah. Tonight is not showing.
Even when they're doing good stuff, they're doing it in a bad way because they're reinforcing state power, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So and but so you are a U.S. Person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Yep.
And you are here to visit or live or?
I'm just visiting.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your impression of this fraud country of ours?
It's the graffiti is beautiful. Y'all have some great artists. Yeah.
You're right.
Well, thank you so much.
Very good.
That is very noble.
Yeah, the graffiti is beautiful. Yeah. The y'all can throw a party up until the police show up. Yeah.
All right, you have a safe night. Yeah, get home.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You want to come party?
I will definitely check out your radio. Really appreciate having a talk with you.
My girl is listening live right now.
Ah, good.
She is.
Yeah, I sent her.
That's amazing.
You want to say hi?
Hi, Aristi. I'll be home safe tonight, I promise. It's going to be okay.
I'll take care of him, Aristi. No worries.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, really, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a good evening, okay?
That was, okay. Iemand komt veilig thuis. Oh, hey, thank you so much. Nou, ondertussen staan we dus nog steeds.
Yumrukluyorum duvarları. Yumrukluyorum kara gecenin bedenini. Ellerim kan içinde. Nehirler taşmış yanaklarımda. 37 can. 37 gül çatlamış susuzluktan Sivas'ın içinde. Nasıl uyku tutar gözlerimi? Döne döne semaha duranlar tutuştu önce. Sonra türküler. Sonra da şiir çığlıksız düştü türkülerin yanı başına. Sivas, Sivas, yiğitlik midir emanet cana kıymak? Yiğitlik midir bir tutamışı kör bıçakla güneşten koparıp karanlığa kurban etmek? Söyle, hangi kitapta vardır elleri kolları bağlayı yakmak? Var mıdır kardelen akında bir avuç inciyi ateşte tutmak? Lo, böyle garip düştüğüme bakma, böyle mahzun olduğuma. Varsın ateşin suskunlukla beslensin. Benim de yüreğim gençliğini almış yanına yürür başı dik. Senin de dağların var Sivas, senin de dağların. Dağlarında şahanların.
Toprak. Thank you.